We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pitchos Leo. We are in Meila Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Hashaliach she'asa shlichuso bal habayis ma'al. A shaliach that accomplished his mission, the bal habayis, the homeowner who sent him, is going to be the one who violates Meila. What's the case? So let's say you have this money of hekdesh that the homeowner designated money. It's front of the house. And he told the shaliach, do me a favor, take that money. The bal habayis forgot that it was hekdesh money. He said, do me a favor, take that money and go buy me a pair of pants. So the shaliach goes, and in fact, he buys him the pair of pants. He told him to buy him blue pants. He bought blue pants. He got the right size. He did the shlichus perfectly. Says the mission, in such a case, bal habayis ma'al. The bal habayis is the one who violates me'ila. Since the shlichus was done, we assume that that was done on the behalf of the bal habayis, and therefore the bal habayis, who is the one who appointed the shaliach, we assume that shlucho shel adam kamoso, and it's as if the bal habayis really did this on his own, and therefore he violates me'ila. He brings the asha me'ilos. The obvious question, isn't Me'ila an Aveira? Isn't there a principle of Ein Shliach LeDevar Aveira? And therefore, it should be the, this is true, it's all B'shogeg, but none of that's what Me'ila is. It's where you violate, you use the money B'shogeg, but nonetheless, the Aveira was done. Who transferred it out of its Hekdesh domain by buying something? It was the Shaliach. So therefore, the Shaliach should be the one who violates Me'ila. So we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Ein shliach ledevar avera does not apply to me'ila. When it comes to me'ila, the regular rules of shlichus apply. How do we know that? So there's a gzera shava of the word chet. The word chet is written in the context of truma. The word chet is written in the context of me'ila, and we compare it to truma, just like when it comes to truma, which is not an avera. When it comes to truma, shlichus is effective. If a person has a shaliach separate truma on his behalf, that's learned from the pasuk of Parshas Korach. It says, gam atem, you give truma, but gam atem comes to include a shaliach. So too, when it comes to me'ila, although me'ila is an avera, the word chet is written by truma. The word chet is written when it comes to me'ila. Chet tells us that me'ila also shlichus is effective, even though it's an aver. And therefore, if the shlichus was done, the bal habayis, who's the one who sent him, is the one who violates me'ila. But lo asa shlichuso. But if the shliach did not do his shlichus, he bought ended up buying a black pair of pants, or he bought the wrong size, or he bought a shirt. He said, you need an extra pair of pants. I decided to use the money to buy you a shirt. So then hashaliach mal, because he did that from his own das, he's the one who violates me'ila. He brings the asha me'ilos and pays, etc. Okay, so the Mishnah gives an example of this. Amar lo tein basar lo. So he was speaking about not money, he was speaking about basar. This is actually hekdesh meat. The bal habayis forgets that it's hekdesh. And he says, do me a favor to his shaliach, do me a favor, could you give meat to my guests? V'nasan lahem kaved. And he gave them not basar, but he gave them liver. Now there is a reason why we mention liver specifically. We'll see in a moment, liver is a little bit like meat. Kaved, or let's say the owner, homeowner said, I want you to give the guests, each will give them a piece of liver. V'nasan lahem basar. And he ends up giving them actually meat. Hashaliach ma'al. Here the shaliach violates me'ila because the shaliach changed from that which the bal habayis asked him to do. Now, why do we give this specific case? So, the reason is because the Gemara actually says, this is here and also by Sechem Nedarim, that if a person, let's say, takes a neder, I'm not going to have any benefit from meat. So that includes kaved, that includes liver as well, because kaved is also called basar. If that's true, why in our Mishnah would you assume that they're different things? And if the shaliach gave him liver instead of, gave the guest liver instead of meat, that the shaliach did not do his shlichos and he violates me'ila. The answer is because you don't just substitute liver for meat when the owner says meat. You don't just substitute meat for liver when he says liver. What you're supposed to do is says, you come back and say, listen, I know you told me meat, but I want to make sure, does that include liver or doesn't include liver? You have to come, l'himalech, you have to come to ask him and check with him if that's really what he really had in mind. The fact that shalich did not come back and say, when you said meat, did that include liver or not? So the fact that he didn't ask him, he did it on his own accord, then we assume the shaliach is the one who's moel behekdesh. Next line of the Mishnah. Amar lo tein lahem chaticha chaticha. Or let's say the bal habayis said to the shaliach, give each of the guests a piece of meat. V'hu amar tulu shtayim shtayim. And he said to them, you guys, each of you take two pieces of meat. V'heim ratul shalosh shalosh. And they ended up taking three pieces of meat each. Kulon ma'alu. In this case, everyone violates me'ila. the Baal HaBayis violates Me'ila, because once one piece of meat was given, was taken by the Orchim, so that was his, that's what he asked, to each one should have a piece of meat, so therefore, and that was Hekdesh meat, so he violates Me'ila. Shaliach obviously violates Me'ila, because he added on an extra piece of his own, and the Orchim, the guests, violate Me'ila, because they took an extra third piece on their das that no one gave them permission to do. Happens to be that the Gemara limits this somewhat, and says that the case under discussion is with the shaliach said to the guests, "Tulu shtayim, take two pieces, achas midas Baal HaBayis v'achas midati. One because the Baal HaBayis said so, and one because I said so." So the shaliach here adds on to the words of the Baal HaBayis, but he doesn't really uproot the shlichus of the Baal HaBayis by saying so, because he says, take one for that of the Baal HaBayis. But let's say, so that's why Baal HaBayis violates Me'ila, and so does the shaliach. But let's say he said to them, take two and two each. And he didn't say anything about one is because the Baal HaBayis said so. It sounds like it's coming from himself. Then there's an argument in the Gemara to say that, in fact, he has uprooted the shlichus of the Baal HaBayis, and only the shaliach is moel, because he says two, and the Baal HaBayis said one. And others claim, the Rambam and the Bar Tanur claim as well, say that, no, it's absolutely not so. When it comes to, we assume that if someone adds on to the shlichus of the, we assume that the Baal HaBayis always violates Me'ila. Once they take one, they took one, and that's it. His words were accomplished. He wanted them to have one piece, and they certainly had at least one piece. But there's the difference depends on what, regarding the shaliach. Let's say the shaliach said, you guess, why don't you take two pieces, midati, because I want you to have two pieces. So then we say, even there, the shaliach is moel, because he added on his own. There, the Baal, but remember, according to this opinion, the Baal HaBayis always violates Me'ila. But the shaliach here also violates Me'ila. He violates Me'ila as well, because he said, take both for my das. So then both will violate Me'ila. But let's say he said, take two. Then, according to this opinion, the shaliach doesn't violate Me'ila at all, because that which he added on, he wasn't adding on his own. He basically said to them, this is what I think the Baal HaBayis wants you to have, and therefore only the Baal HaBayis will violate Me'ila. Two different ways to understand this particular case. What about this? Amar lo havei min hachalon. Here you have a case of Baal HaBayis tells the shaliach, do me a favor, take this item, which is obviously of a hekdesh, which is in the window, omi guluskama, or if this item which is in a sack, or in a box, or a chest, or something, vehevi lo, and he, the shaliach, brought it to him, meaning he did the shlichus, that which the Baal HaBayis told him to do. Afal pi sha'amar Baal HaBayis lo hayo b'libi el mizeh. V'heini mizeh Baal HaBayis mal. Even if the Baal HaBayis says afterwards, I made a mistake. I really didn't want you to bring it from the window. I wanted it from this, not from the chest. I went from the chest, not from the window. You brought it from the wrong place. So, or maybe I didn't want it from this window, I want it from a different window. I didn't want it from this box, I want it from a different box. Doesn't matter, Baal HaBayis is mal, because the shaliach did what the Baal HaBayis asked him to do. He'll say, but the Baal HaBayis was thinking something different. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, that which you're thinking doesn't really matter. You didn't say it, therefore this is the Baal HaBayis is me'ila, because the shaliach did the shlichus. Avalim omar lo, but if the Baal HaBayis said to him, havei li min hachalon vehi lo mi guluskama, but he said specifically, he said to him, he bring it from a chalon, and he brought it from a gluskama. Oh, Bigluskama, Baby Lum Machalon. He brought it from then Hashaliach Mal. Then he really changed what the Baal HaBayis wanted him to do. So what is it about? What was the Kavanah of Baal HaBayis? He, the Shaliach, did not follow what the Baal HaBayis asked him to do. Then the Shaliach is Moel. Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Shalach Biad Cheresh Shota Vikatan. Let's say you have someone who sent money of Hekdesh, not realizing it was Hekdesh money, to buy something from the shop, from the Chenvani. And he handed it to a Cheresh, a deaf mute, or a Shota, someone who's mentally deranged, stratan under bar mitzvah, all people who don't have intelligence, don't have das. Im asu shlichuso Baal HaBayis mal. If they did their shlichus, they actually bought that which the Baal HaBayis asked them to do with the money, the Baal HaBayis violates Mila. Now you'll say, hold on, the Cheir Shot of the Katan are not B'nai shlichus. So is this really considered like they did the shlichus of Baal HaBayis? The answer is yes. In such a case, we say, since the shlichus in the end was done, and the Baal HaBayis is happy with what they did, we assume the Baal HaBayis in this case has violated Mi'ila. Lo asu shlichuso, but let's say they did something different than the Baal HaBayis asked them to do. They bought something different. The Baal HaBayis asked them to buy this from the shopkeeper, and they bought something else. So ha-chenvani ma'al. The chenvani violates Mi'ila. When does the chenvani violate Mi'ila? He just gave them something. He took the money. He's holding on to the money. The money was hektesh money. When the chenvani at some point actually uses that money for himself, he violates Mi'ila. That's because the Cheir Shot of the Katama not B'nai Mi'ila. The Baal HaBayis didn't violate Mi'ila because the Hishlichus wasn't done. The Cheir Shot of the Katama actually should have been violating Mi'ila. They don't have intelligence. Therefore, Mi'ila doesn't apply. So the money now is only Yotzei L'chulin, really leaves its Hekdesh domain only when the Chenvani actually uses them, spends them himself. Shilach, Shalach Biad Pikeach. Let's say the Baal HaBayis sends a person of regular, normal intelligence, money of hektesh, to buy something from the chenvani. Vinizkar, but on the way, the Baal HaBayis realizes, oh my gosh, the money I gave this guy to buy me something is really hektesh money. So, ad shalu higia etzel chenvani, ha chenvani ma'al kishayotzi. If before the shalich arrived at the chenvani, the Baal HaBayis remembered it, so then you can't say the Baal HaBayis violates Mi'ila, because this is now it's b'mezid, and Mi'ila, and he doesn't want it to be done, and Mi'ila is only in a case of shogi where you don't remember. There's no Asha Mi'ila in such a case. So where is there Mi'ila? The Baal HaBayis is not Moel, because at this point he knows exactly what's happening. He doesn't want the money to be spent. So the Mishnah says, in such a case, ha-chenvani mal kishayotzi. When the chenvani, not when he gets the money, but when the chenvani uses the money, spends the money on his own for himself, that's when the money is yotzi l'chulen, and he violates Mi'ila. Now the Gemara explains, the circumstance of this case is where the shaliach also remembered before the money was given to the chenvani that the mos are hektesh and should not be spent, and therefore the only one who's really shogig in this case is the chenvani. That's why the chenvani is the one who violates Mi'ila. Remember, Mi'ila is all b'shogig. That's when you bring an asha Mi'ilos. But if only the Baal HaBayis remembered that it was hektesh money, but the shaliach who's going to buy it from the chenvani did not remember, then the shaliach is the one who violates Mi'ila. He's the one who was the first shogeg. And not only that, let's say the shaliach remembered and the Baal HaBayis didn't remember, so the Baal HaBayis obviously violates Mi'ila. Ketzad yaseh, what should the Baal HaBayis do if he remembers in the as the shaliach is going, he doesn't want the chenvani to have to violate Mi'ila, it's not fair. So how does he save the chenvani from Mi'ila? Says the Mishnah, no till pruta o kli, let the Baal HaBayis at home take a coin or a kli or a vessel, the Yomar, and say like this, pruta shel hektesh b'chol mokom shehi. Wherever that pruta is, it's on en route to the chenvani. The shalich is on his way. So wherever that is, shehi mechuleles alze. I want that hektesh coin to be mechuleles, to be redeemed, to be, I want to be poded on to this coin or clear that I have in my house right now. Shahekdesh nifte bekesef shavekesef, because that works. You can be poded hektesh on kesef, on other coins, or shavekesef, or a kli, something that has the value of money. And once it's done, so the chenvani can use the money and Mi'ila is not violated at all. And others explain, this is not what the Baal HaBayis is doing. It's ketzad yaseh chenvani. What should the chenvani do so he can use the money? If, let's say, the money of hektesh got mixed up with all of the other money, and now we found out about it, he should take a pruta or a kli and say, listen, whatever that pruta is in this whole mixture of my money, should be mechulal on this kli, and that kli becomes hektesh, and then he can use the money that's mixed up that he cannot find.